When federal legislation was brought in to protect remote Indigenous communities in Central Australia from the coronavirus, the speed with which it happened didn't allow for a lot of local issues to be worked through. In particular, communities around Alice Springs were affected by the movement restrictions. I asked the CEO of the Central Australia Land Council, Joe Martin-Jard, to explain how this unfolded.
Federal government through the Health Minister, Greg Hunt, he signed a determination that made all of these areas around Australia called biosecurity areas, they're more correctly called designated areas. And what that meant was the travel into these places would be heavily restricted. In fact, if the Northern Territory government has set up biosecurity checkpoints on certain roads. So if you can imagine, in Central Australia, it was most of our region, with the exception of Tennant Creek and Alice Springs. So people could move about freely in Alice Springs, but if they wanted to go into a designated area, they would need an exemption, or would have had to demonstrate that they've done 14 days of self-quarantine and then be issued a certificate by the NT Health Authorities to allow them to travel. But what we had in Alice Springs in particular is some nearby areas where people lived, and it was just outside of the Alice Springs town boundary, and those people had jobs in Alice Springs. Their kids went to school in Alice Springs. So when the biosecurity areas were brought in, it was brought in really quickly and with really good intentions. And that was to protect vulnerable people living in remote communities. We were really worried about, vulnerable people with underlying health conditions, being exposed to the coronavirus. But I think in our haste to bring it in, we forgot about people who live close to Alice Springs. So
it's everything just sort of like outside of the town limits, is it?
Yeah, that's right. And so, we've got places only 15 kilometres away who were outside of the town limits. But there was a provision in the federal government determination that the Central Land Council and the Northern Land Council up in the top end of the Northern Territory could issue these letters of permission as they were described. So we had people coming to us saying, oh, look, I need to go to my job, or if I need to get my kids to school, or I need to go shopping, or I've got a health appointment. So those people, they clearly had a genuine case, and they were getting letters so they could get through the checkpoints.
And what were the checkpoints like? Was there police there, or how was it working?
Yeah, if you can imagine, set up that they have for booze bus, there would be a police officer standing on the road, and you'd get waved in, and then you'd drive through. And then someone would, check your paperwork to see if you're okay to, proceed or not. And some people were turned back.
So it's kind of like crossing a border crossing, isn't it, really?
Absolutely. And it's pretty strict. So, we lobbied the government with support from the Northern Territory government to say, hey, can we just push out these boundaries a bit so these people aren't inconvenienced? And just last Friday, I think it was, they changed the boundaries. And so now people can, they don't have to go through a checkpoint anymore. And, they can come into Alice Springs and, just go about their daily business.
And so what are you recommending for remote communities at the moment?
We've only had 28 cases in the Northern Territory. 23 of those people are, now cleared of the virus. So we've been quite lucky through, good planning and so on, and, people, treating this seriously. But we also want to get the message out to Aboriginal people in, remote areas that at the moment the safest place you can be is on your community. So we're asking people to stay on country and look after family.
CEO of the Central Australian Land Council, Joe Martin-Jard, speaking with me there. And he did ask that all people in remote communities continue to observe social distancing, washing of hands, and to stay on country and look after each other. I'm Roderick Chambers, and you're listening to The Wire right across Australia on the Community Radio Network.